We're talking your epic cooking fails, and I'm going to start with one that about made me spit my coffee out. Aaron texted in, when I was 10 years old, I had a friend over to bake sugar cookies for my class, and my teacher, who was celebrating her 60th birthday. I even made her a giant sugar cookie. When I got to school, everybody took a bite, started spitting out the cookie. Turns out, instead of using 1 teaspoon of salt, I used 1 cup of salt. I read the recipe wrong, and they were not sugar cookies. They were salt cookies.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can just imagine.
It's like, oh, wow, it looks great.
Oh, wow. That's way too much salt. It's way too much salt.
Ginger said, it's messed up that some brands of cornstarch and baking powder come in the similar little cylindrical containers. I'll just leave it at that, LOL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Again, those two vastly different things.
And sorry, Kelly, if you feel left out of this conversation.
Because I don't cook a lot?
Right,
is
exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Cindy said, I once mistook vanilla extract for soy sauce.
Oh, very different. Very different.
Eleanor said, I also recommend putting on one's glasses before preparing a morning smoothie. And then shows a shot of Simple Truth almond milk and Simple Truth free-range chicken stock. They look the same.
They do look kind of similar, like exact same containers.
Wait.
Similar labels.
Wait, Eleanor, which one did you use?
Which one? It's not the almond milk.
Which one should you use?
Oh, a chicken stock smoothie. I just don't. I don't think so. Laura said I didn't know any better and once put olive oil in a brownie mix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, vegetable oil is going to be better for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to have a different flavor. Tanya said,
yeah.
My niece decided to make dinner for her mom one day. She was frying chicken, and my sister kept wondering why there wasn't any crispy batter on the outside of the chicken. She asked my niece what she used. My niece was like, flour. My sister went into the kitchen and realized she had picked up the powdered sugar instead of flour.
Oh, those are going to be sweet.
Wondered why it tasted so sweet.
Yeah,
exactly.
Extra sweetness in those.
Exactly. Same with chicken. Tian says, my husband accidentally battered fried chicken and powdered sugar instead of flour, too. Everyone had the same gross reaction as we all bit into the chicken legs.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, wow. Oh, gosh, Christy accidentally put chili powder on peach cobbler instead of cinnamon?
I'm telling you, those spices look the same.
Oh, it's the C ones, you know?
Yeah.
You got to make sure.
Got another
text. Read the label.
My husband making beef and noodles. We were out of milk, so we added vanilla creamer. Vanilla creamer. That had a different consistency.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh, wow.
Jenny texted and said, talking about epic cooking fails, I was making fried rice once, grabbed the balsamic vinegar instead of the soy sauce. Awful.
Ooh. And again, I'm not a seasoned chef.
I know,
chef,
I was going to say,
even
Kelly.
Even I know these are bad decisions.
Kelly's just going, okay.
Stop
okay,
it.
This is why I
understand. I understand the differences. I do. Tim said, barely cooking. I was just trying to reheat some goulash my mom made.
Okay.
I like it spicy. Decided to drop some chili powder in it. Quite a lot. It's fine. I could take it.
Sure.
Only we keep our spices in little uniform transparent containers.
Oh.
And what looked a lot like chili powder from the outside was cinnamon.
Oh, again.
Cinnamon goulash is disgusting and my dinner was ruined.
Jamie said, chili powder French toast, 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. This is so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Another one. My dad once made a New York style cheesecake without any sugar. Just absolutely forgot it. And thanks to 4 decades of smoking, couldn't taste the difference.
Oh, my gosh. I don't understand why you guys don't like this.
Yeah. We said we would all take turns sneaking to the fridge, cutting pieces off of it, throwing it in the trash, and covering
so we think
up
that everybody was eating it. That's genius. Wow.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
See, again, this is why I am a proponent. For box cooking.
Or just buying
so
your food.
So when everything is in the box for you and you don't really need to go rogue with any spices, you just put, as long as you follow the directions on the box, use the ingredients in the box, you can turn out some amazing meals.
Made waffles and used salt instead of sugar. Jeez. Again. Like one.
We need to label our containers. If we're just like putting them in the clear, really nice containers that look good in the pantry, just make sure it's got a clear label.
I was going to say, like the aesthetics of that.
Yes, it looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. Anyways, those are fantastic. Thank you so much for the stories there on 99.7 EJX.